So one thing that's important to understand about the appreciation of sound and music is what an impact the space makes on whatever it is that you're listening to. And therefore, if the surrounding sounds like traffic or horns or other machinery are making too much noise, they mask other sounds in the space. So the louder sounds make it impossible to hear the quieter sounds. And we all understand this intuitively. So when the boys were in the system with me here just a few minutes ago, you couldn't hear the space, the reflections, these very special reflections in this circular tube that I'm in at the moment. You only get to appreciate the special acoustic when you listen to the sounds die. So I'll take a few steps back and try not to trip over so we can maybe even hear a different quality of my voice. Let me listen. Yeah, that's changed now. So I can hear a lot less of the immediate, quite nasal reflection off the wall that I was projecting my voice onto. I went back by about a meter, and the sound is really quite different now. So we could say that what makes the music is the silences, the gaps between notes, and that concert halls, churches, other listening spaces are made to support the human voice or whichever instruments are being used in a space. They're used to both amplify and support the voice, but also to enrich the voice with beautiful reflections off the walls and other surfaces of the space. And these reflections, these supportive reflections, are as important to the music as the musical instruments and the voices used in those spaces. But you only get to hear the beautiful acoustic, or at least the detail of a beautiful acoustic or a special acoustic like this one, when you allow gaps between sonic events.